come to me because they understand the significance about storytelling and they get it. But actually, what people don't always expect or realize is that the most important story that you need to tell is actually not your story at all. It's your customer's story.
Hello, and welcome to the Brand Tune podcast, hosted by me, Shireen Smith, IP lawyer, marketer, and author of Brand Tuned. The podcast focuses on how to design brands, avoiding commoditization and intersecting them with intellectual property during the creation process. Helps business owners to tell three stories: their personal story, their business story, and their customer story. She founded her business, The Business of Stories, 4 years ago and has trained with Donald Miller of Story Brand Book fame to help businesses to better craft their stories. Welcome, Susan, to this Brand Tune podcast.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you
here.
Yeah,
it's great to be here. Thank you.
Great. So, Susan, how did you get into this line of work?
It's been an interesting journey. I've had a really varied career in media and showbiz. I started life working in television. I don't know if you remember TVAM, long before Good Morning, whatever it's called now. I used to work in television. I worked in the PR department, so you know, writing press releases and things back then. Oh. So always kind of done right. I've always enjoyed writing. I've always enjoyed researching. I worked in radio. Your London listeners will remember Chris Tarrant Breakfast Show on Capital Radio. So worked on that for years, writing a lot of the funny stories that Chris used to read out and doing various research and stuff. I worked in events. I did charity balls. I did golf days. So I've always kind of loved, I realise now looking back, I've always loved writing and I've always loved storytelling in all its forms, you know, because I mean, TV and radio is storytelling. So is events, you know, you put on an event, you're telling, you're bringing people into a story that you want to tell. So I've always had that love of storytelling. But I also love people. I'm curious. I'm always interested in people. I love to hear people's stories. You know, they're always fascinating. So all of that kind of came to a point in 2015 when I wanted to create something from scratch. I wanted to create something, bring people together. I actually started a group originally for women who wanted to start their own business. So that was called The Business of Mums. And I'd always worked for myself. I'd always, you know, I knew a bit about running a business. I knew about working from home. So I started offering coaching in the groups. I had also actually trained as a life coach back in 2011. So I was kind of trying to bring all of that together and trying to work out what my role was, you know, what value I could bring. And I got a few coaching clients, not tons, because I hadn't really worked out what I was offering or what that value was that I was bringing. That clarity kind of came later. But I did get a few clients and I started working with them, and I quickly realized that a lot of people, I would go so far as to say most people, really struggle to know how to talk about what they do and who they do it for and why. And I just found that these people I was working with were couldn't easily articulate kind of what problem they solved and what they helped their clients or their customers achieve. And the question I found myself just keep asking over and over again and keep coming back to was, well, what's your story? Just tell me about you. And then they'd start telling me their story, and suddenly everything would start to become a lot clearer. And in their story, I'd see their why. I'd understand, you know, what was driving them. I'd understand what was lighting them up, and I'd see why they wanted to solve that problem for others that they're solving. Or I'd understand, you know, who they felt really compelled to work with. And literally, I used to end up saying to them, just say that, tell that story. And more and more, wow, I just became fascinated with the power of story and how we can hear someone's story and immediately feel drawn to them, feel a connection, you know, or not. You know, your story's not for everyone, and that's okay. But I just kind of thought, well, if it's true that people buy from people that they know and like and trust, then what better way to enable people to get to know you better and see if that connection is there is than through story. So it was very organic. But I kind of officially switched to helping business owners use storytelling at the beginning of 2016, and I launched the business of stories. So, and my focus very much then was on that kind of personal story and why you're doing what you do and why your business exists, but also that third story that you mentioned, the customer story, and you know where your business fits into their story. But as part of my kind of research and all the stuff I was reading and learning about storytelling, I came across a company called Storybrand, who at that time just had an online program. That's all they had, but I really liked what they were about, and I ended up buying the online program, and it really changed the way that I thought about storytelling in business, and it changed the way that I worked with my clients quite significantly. So the year after that, 2017, they brought out the book that some of your listeners might have read, Building a Story Brand.
Yes, I've read it myself. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's such an amazing book. Most people who read it just say to me, it just makes so much sense. So I read the book, I continue to use it every day in my work, and then eventually I decided to fly out to Nashville and actually train with Donald Miller, the author, and I was the second person in the UK to become a certified story brand guide, as they call us. So now most of my clients come to me because they've read that book, you know, they read the book and then they want somebody to actually work with them one-to-one to help them implement it, or coach them, you know, to be able to do it themselves. So that's how I got to where I am today.
Well, that's really interesting. I mean, with a background like that, understanding publicity and what, you know, stories people need to hear, I'm sure, you know, it would be fantastic to use you. So how do you actually help your clients to uncover the right stories to tell? What's your process?
Yeah, well, I very much use the story brand framework now. And, you know, people often come to me because they understand the significance about storytelling and they get it. But actually, what people don't always expect or realize is that the most important story that you need to tell is actually not your story at all. It's your customer's story, which might sound a bit odd. You think, well, how can I tell someone else's story? And surely, you know, it's important to tell my story so that people can connect with me and see if I'm a good fit and everything. And absolutely, there is a place for your story. Yes, but it's not the minute somebody lands on your site, you know, because if I land on your site and there's a great big image of you and you're telling me about why you started your company and what, you know, what you're passionate about and what gets you out of bed in the morning and how many awards you've won or how many cups of coffee you drank, it means that you think your business is about you. You know, you've given yourself that kind of starring role, and that means it's not about me. You know, it means that it's not about the customer. So, and the problem with that is that, you know, we're being bombarded with information every minute of every day. You know, and your brain can only take so much, and literally is wired to wade through that, you know, all the millions of messages that we're bombarded with, and somehow filter through it all and actually work out what's relevant to me and what's going to help me be the person that I want to be, or, you know, live the life that I want to live, or run my business, or have the career I want, or be the parent I want, or the leader or investor or whatever it is. So we're looking for people and businesses and brands and products that can help us find the success that we want and you know, win the day. And so when I land on your site and you're talking about you, my brain is literally going to think, well, I'm not sure if this is relevant to me or helpful, or, you know, is this, are they actually going to help me achieve the goals that I've got? And if I can't see that pretty quickly, then I'm just going to check out. I'm just going to leave. And you've just lost a customer. So it really, you know, when I start working with a client, we work on telling a different story. We work so that when somebody lands on your site, the story that you're inviting them into is their story. You're talking about that thing that they really want. You're talking about, you know, the what's getting in the way of them having that, the problem or the challenge that they know they've got to overcome to be that person that they want to be. So you're describing how that's making them feel, you know, you're talking about their story. And you're laying out the journey in front of them. You're talking about the steps they need to take to get to where they want to be. You're showing that you understand them. You're making it about them. And then they're going to be interested. You know, that's the story we want to hear. And that story, you know, if it goes on to describe what success looks like and what my happy ever after is going to be and how I can live the life I want to live, then I'm going to be interested in the story. So we need to start there. We need to start with the customer story, and then yes. we can start to tell our story.
Yeah, as you know, he says that they're in his book, they are the heroes, and we need to make them the heroes.
And people don't always get that or understand what that means, and you know, but it really is just about that. You know, it's just about making it about them, because if we make it about us, then people are just not gonna. They're not going to have the time. They're not going to have the energy. They're not going to have the brain power and space, headspace, to wade through all the stuff about you to see if what you're offering is actually relevant for them. So that's where we start.
So yeah, that sounds really useful. So who is a typical client that you help? Describe a typical situation where you get involved and what you help the client to achieve as an outcome.
Yeah, so I work with all sorts of companies. I mean, that is one of the things that I love about StoryBrand, is that framework will work for any business. Donald Miller often says, if you use words to talk about what you do, StoryBrand can help you. So I literally have worked with charities, training companies, e-commerce business, you know, B2B, B2C, coaches, consultants, professional services, financial services, marketing agencies. So it really can be, you know, there's a wide range. I do like working with the owner of the business. You know, I like to really talk to that person that created the business in the first place, the founder, you know, and really reconnecting with why their business exists and who they want to work with, and then helping them craft the story that's going to communicate that value and, you know, help them to create that business that they set out to create. So typically they come to me when they've grown to a certain size, probably through word of mouth and referrals. You know, they're good at what they do, so they've had some level of success and they've grown through providing a great product or a great service, and word has spread. But then they get to a point where they just want to be more proactive about generating leads. You know, they want to get their messaging right. They want to get more traffic to their website. They want that traffic to actually convert into inquiries and sales. So, you know, they might want to create a compelling, you know, lead magnet, something for people to download when they come to the site. They want to grow a list of, you know, engaged ideal clients. They want to create emails to, you know, to nurture those leads and start giving value and building a relationship. And so they just want to be more proactive. They want to build an effective sales funnel. But, and here's the thing I hear a lot, they don't want to be salesy. And that's, I think, you know, one of the biggest concerns that people have is, you know, we need to be better at selling ourselves, but we don't ever want to be salesy, sound salesy. And that is the beauty of storytelling, is mm-hmm. you never have to be salesy. You know, if you get the storytelling right, you're just never going to be salesy. And this is the best analogy that I always use with clients, which is, imagine that you're about to go into a jungle. Okay, you're standing at the edge of the jungle and you really need to get through it. You really need to get through to the other side because you want what's on the other side. You know, that life or that job or that relationship that you know is on the other side of the jungle. That's what you want, but you're nervous. You know, this is unknown territory. You don't feel equipped. You're worried that you might get lost or go off track or lose your possessions or get eaten or whatever. You know, it's scary. You don't know the way. You don't know, there's no clear path. You've got no idea what you're going to come up against. So imagine you're standing there and a guy appears and he clearly knows his way around. He clearly knows the jungle really well. You know, he's got the backpack, he's got the bottles of water, he's got the map and the compass, and he says, you know, it's okay. I know where you want to get to and I know how to get you there. I know the steps you need to take. I know the routes and I can guide you. I can make sure you stay on the right path and I can keep you out of danger. I can make sure you get to the other side and you can get that life or that job or that relationship that you want. How are you going to feel?
Yeah, you know, very reassured.
Yeah, you're going to feel immense relief. You're going to feel like you're in safe hands, that someone knows the way and they're going to take you by the hand. They're going to guide you through it. You know, you're going to feel hopeful. You're going to feel optimistic or even excited. You're not going to feel sold to. You know, you're just going to be relieved that that person, that guide that you needed has appeared. So when you're messaging, when your website, when all your marketing can make your customers feel like that, when you can play that guide role and talk to them about helping them on their journey and helping them win the day, and you know, then you'll stand out, then you'll stand head and shoulders above everyone else who's busy talking about how great they are.
Sure. So essentially it's about talking about you, not about we, and really identifying the problems that your ideal client has so that you can speak to that on your homepage and things. We'll take a short break at this point, as I'd like to mention the BrandTuned series of webinars which support founders to think through their brand, taking IP into account at the right time, which is before you make firm decisions about what to create. Just visit brandtune.com and the webinars are referenced right there on the homepage. Okay, back to the podcast now. So when is the right time to tell your story?
So then, you know, so your guide's turned up and he's said that he knows the jungle and he understands where you want to go and he can get you to the other side and all of those things. So he's talked, you know, you're confident that this person understands what you're trying to achieve, and he's already navigated, you know, those pitfalls and barriers and things that are going to be in the way. So now you might have some questions for him. You know, now you might want to know, well, you know, how many times have you done it before? Or you know, can I trust you? And do you really understand my situation? And how comes you understand my situation? You know, have you helped other people? So now it's appropriate for him to tell me a bit about himself, you know, or I say he, obviously, he or she.
Yeah.
And this is where you tell your story. You know, you've told your customer story. You've talked about the pain. You've talked about the desires. You've talked about what they want. You've talked about all of those things. And now it's appropriate to tell them a bit about you, because, you know, they're going to want to know that. So, but even then, even when you're telling your story, it's always with the customer in mind, you know. So what bits of your story are relevant for them? What bit of your story shows how you get them and how you understand their pain? You know, which bits show that you can get them the result, or you've done it before, and that you care and why you do what you do? It's Donald in the story brand, they talk about, you know, show empathy, show that you get them, and show authority. You know, yes, I know what I'm doing, and I've done it before. So your stories, you know, it's not just about what you've done, it's how the experiences you've had, good or bad, apply to the experiences that your customer is having and the experiences they want to have. You know, you've got to know which bits of your story are going to be highly relevant. And again, it goes back to understanding. So who is the audience? You know, what do they want? Because if you don't know that, then you can't talk to, you know, you're not going to know which bits of your story are relevant, because you're not going to know which, you know, you can't talk to their wants and desires and pains and fears. You can't show empathy. You can't talk about the conflict and the problem you're fighting to solve. And, you know, you won't know what stories to tell if you don't have a deep understanding of them. And you'll never get traction if your story isn't really aligned with your customer's story. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it sure does. So you really need a very deep understanding of your customer and to know which bits of your story are relevant, because obviously we all have very long histories and not every element, or, you know, it may be that people just thinking they need to tell a story will get the wrong end of the stick and tell completely irrelevant stories. So it has to be relevant to the customer.
It has to be completely relevant. And I always say storytelling is not about dumping. You know, it's not therapy. It's not like, you know, I just want to get it all out there, and I'll just tell them stuff about me, and, you know, and that's enough. It's making it highly, you know, you need to put the work in so that your customer doesn't have to. So if I'm telling you a story about me that's highly relevant. And so, for instance, earlier today, I've got a client, new coaching client, and they've created a system that is really easy for charities to build a database. So charities, you know, tend to have data all over the place, and, you know, they've got their contacts, and they've got information, they've got stuff they need to get to trustees, they've got stuff they need to get to funders, they need to track projects, they need to track where the money's going, they need to show what impact they're having, what difference they're making. And he's basically created a system that is very simple for the charity to use. It's very low cost, and they can have everything in one place, you know, really at their fingertips. And when I said to him, oh, why did you start the business? He was running a youth club, and he couldn't find anything out there where he could have all the information he needed to run the youth club in one place. So he literally, he's very techie, had an IT background, and he just created a system for himself that could help him keep track of everything he needed to keep track, you know, in the youth club. And that's how he started his business. He realized that there's nothing out there, you know, you know, that a lot of charities would really benefit from having this system that he'd created. And obviously over the last 15 years, he's built the business up, and he's now got 450 organizations using this system. But it all started with him needing something for the youth club he was running. That story's relevant. You know, that tells me that he spotted a problem, you know, that needed solving. He spotted a gap in the market. He created something that wasn't out there for people, that that did fulfill a need and solve a problem. That's relevant, you know, but that's pretty much all of his story that we're telling. You know, the rest of it isn't really, that's what people want to know. You know, that's why he started his company. That's the problem he solves. And that's why.
Yeah. Well, very lucky to have something that directly links like that into what you're doing.
Yes,
so
true.
Which brand do you really admire the most for their storytelling? It might be useful to hear an example, for example.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of great companies that I mean, I like Tom's Shoes. You know, they very much make their customers the hero, because you know that when you buy a pair of Tom's Shoes, you're helping someone else in need. You know, they, for every pair of shoes that a customer buys, they donate a pair of shoes to, you know, third world country. So you know you're making a positive impact. You know you're making a difference. I mean, they donated something like 100 million shoes, literally, you know. So that's a great story to invite people in. And that's something that I think charities get wrong sometimes, is they talk about the difference they're making and the work they're doing. But actually, if they turn that around and made it about the donor, you know, they made the people who are going to donate the hero of the story, and, you know, you can make a difference. And, you know, our customers have donated 100 million shoes rather than we've donated. That's switching it around and making it about the customer. So Tom's Shoes are good at that. I also was at an event a few years ago, and there was a guy talking, and him and his brother had lost their parents and younger siblings. A really sad story. They were in Sri Lanka when the tsunami hit in 2004, I think. So they'd lost everything, but the people of Sri Lanka helped them get home, and they wanted to do something to give back. So they started a flip-flop business in their bedroom in Brixton with, you know, nothing more than a Facebook page. But they wanted to raise money to build homes for orphans in Sri Lanka. And that brand is called Gandhi's, and they've got stores in London now, and they sell other clothes and travel accessories. And but their whole thing about their brand is around storytelling. But they very much, you know, make the customer gets to feel good, because every time you buy something, you know that you're helping to build homes and schools in Sri Lanka. You know, you're making a difference. And when you can turn that round and make the customer the hero, it's very, very powerful.
That's really lovely. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Susan. I'm sure there's a wealth of useful information that listeners can take away. Thank you very much. Bye then. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on your favorite platform. It really helps to spread the word about it. If you want to appear on the podcast, get in touch directly with me, proposing a topic that you think is relevant to the focus of the podcast. That's the end of Series 5. After a short break, the podcast will return with Series 6 on the 6th of May, which happens to fall on the second anniversary of its existence. Bye for now.